Holy One to see corruption. Amen. I believe the prophet just shouted glory to God when he inspired, inspiration touched his heart with that truth. Thou wilt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Amen. When Jesus comes, he'll put an end to this. You hear me? That's what David was saying. When the Holy One, when the Messiah, the Anointed One comes on the scene, he'll stop you, Mr. Death. Praise God. Now, Sunday morning, first day of the week, Lord's Day, the resurrection rose on the first day of the week. Hallelujah. It's all wild on the first day. This is it. This is the first day. That's the first day of the week. This is the day. You know, the Bible said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That seventh day. Amen. The new dispensation church, our church age, represents, takes that seventh day. Of course, we, amen, Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, and he's in our life. We keep him all holy, don't we? Huh? Well, somebody say amen. Praise God. We honor this first day because why? Why in the world are we here? Why are we here? Why in the world are we here today? Amen. Because we honor the first day of the week. It became a pretty special celebration. Amen. We're going to go to the house of God on the first day of the week because it's the day the Lord got up. And because he took up, amen, his body, he laid it down, and he, amen, it's just, it was as simple to him, amen, as if I take off my coat. Sometimes I take a shortcut on that. It was as simple to him. Amen. He said, amen, no man takes my life. Now, Brother Zane, if you'd come up here and wrestle this away from me, they wouldn't be. I wouldn't know I'd ever get it back or not. I'm going to read a text in a minute and give you all time to settle in. Huh? I said, if you come up here and took this away from me, and then I wouldn't know about ever get it back again. But if I lay it down, surely if I lay it down, I can take it up. Whoo! Y'all getting this? That ain't deep, is it? Well, that's a little old shallow creek. Are you in it? Listen. The Lord, the Bible said, laid down his life. And then the third day. Give me a little testimony for the message here. The Bible said he was seen of over 500 brethren. Praise God. Now listen. Amen. In our wicked judicial system, and you don't have to prove the resurrection no more than you even ever try to prove God. The Bible said in the beginning was God, period. That's it. That's the way it is. Praise God. He always was and always will be. Amen. We're not trying to prove the resurrection in our kangaroo courts and our wicked money talks in this day. Amen. That's right. Sometimes you got to have a whole lot of proof. But I'm going to tell you, surely to goodness, over 500 witnesses, amen, have proved it out. Amen. It was seen of over 500 of the brethren. Praise God. 40 days and nights he roamed around here on this earth, blessing and a touching and a proving without any infallible proof. He's alive. Amen. I don't know how many is here right now, but there's 100 or so around this place. Amen. And can I get a witness? Amen. I wouldn't have made a good Buddhist. Huh? I had to have a change. Woo! Well, I feel the Lord. But I appreciate your smile back there. I just felt the Lord with that smile. God was a lot of things. All right, man. Hallelujah. This morning. Hallelujah. You don't have to say that in a hillbilly language. Say it like you say it, but let's say it. I want to go to the book of Job. Yeah, there's an Easter message in there, I hope. I want to go to the book of Job. And then I want to go to the book of John. Job chapter 23. So good to see everybody. Free is good to see you again. Good to see everybody here today. Amen. Good to have Sister Meg's family here today. And Miss Brother Perry. And I just hope the Lord will touch him today. She feel any better, sister. Well, we're glad of that. Glad to have Terry and Bobby here. Glad to have all the explorers.
Glad to have everybody visiting here today. If I overlook you, I sure didn't mean to. Good to have Sister Coleman's family here, and everybody that's visiting. We're glad to have Michelle. Glad to have every last one of you. Amen. Now, Job chapter 23, verse 3. The Bible said, Job said, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. He's missing. I can't find him." Huh? John chapter 1. Verse 45, "Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him." Ooh. Y'all, did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Job said in the Old Testament, and is Job the oldest book in the Bible? Job is the oldest book in the Bible, so, you know, written the longest, oldest book recorded in God's Word. And in the oldest book of the Bible, we read where a man says, "Oh, that I might find him." Yeah. And then in the New Testament, we have a man saying, "I found him." Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The search is over. Praise God. Huh? Mystery solved. We've lost him. Where's he at? We need to find him. Where is he? I found him.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hey, I want to preach this morning on. Let me go over here and read some more. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Oh God, help me preach this morning. Just a little while. Bible said, 1 Corinthians 15. "Behold, I show you a mystery. Oh, that I knew where I might find him." Well, I wish I had a clue. I wish I could find him and go where his seat is. That's what the Old Testament, amen. The Old Testament, praise God, Brother Darrell, is a search, a pointing to and an anticipation and a looking forward to. Amen. Jesus told the Jews, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." He said, "Abraham saw my day and rejoiced." Praise God. He looked ahead. He looked for me. He meant he waited and longed and yearned. And the Old Testament was a book of longing. Amen. But the New Testament, amen, is a book of finding. Praise God. The Old Testament is a book of promise. Amen. But the New Testament is a book, amen, of possession. Come on now. The Old Testament, amen, being a book of predictions. And the New Testament, amen, not only was Christ predicted in the Old Testament, but there in John chapter 1 and verse 45, he's not only predicted, but he's present. Praise God. Are you going to help me preach? Amen. There's a mystery. Amen. The Bible talks about, amen, 1 Corinthians 15. Paul said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." Let me read a little more in Romans chapter 16. I hope I can get something out of this for you. Romans 16 and verse 25. "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began." You see this mystery? Amen. There's a secret being kept from the beginning. Amen. Since the world began. God created Adam and Eve. Amen. He told them they could have every tree of the garden except one. They ate of the tree that was forbidden. Amen. And they were cast out of the garden, out of the fellowship, out of the presence of God. Amen. There's got to be a way back to God. But from that point on, Brother Pettit, amen, it becomes the mystery, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Old Testament, we never see, amen, Christ does not come to his tabernacle. Amen. But we see even as early as the Garden of Eden, Brother Mike, amen, when God looked upon Adam and Eve, they were ashamed. Their nakedness had appeared. Their innocency was gone.
gone. Their fellowship with God was broken. And man began a struggle, amen, against wickedness and against, amen, humanism and against the carnality. The struggle began, amen, and they looked constantly for a remedy, constantly for a cure. It was a mystery to them. Amen. You see, God slew an animal. I guess he slew an animal. How else do you get a skin of an animal? Have you ever seen any animals that were skinned that lived through it? Huh? Not very long. Come on now, y'all listen. Are you getting this yet? Amen. I want to preach today. If I would title this, I would preach from mystery to majesty. Amen. You see the mystery. Amen. The Old Testament. Amen. Christ in shadows and types. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? All the prophets. Amen. Pointed. Amen. To his day. Amen. A mystery. Amen. Man would love to live better. Man would love to do better. Amen. But there was that old law hanging on him. The Old Testament, the law. A schoolmaster, Brother Kenny. Amen. Sometimes I went to school. Brother Charlie, I was talking to your buddy out here. He was telling me about some things that was a mystery to him. And I went to school and the teacher would put a math problem on the board. Amen. And it didn't make any sense to me. I know there was reality to it. And I knew she could do it quickly. Amen. But to me, I was still. Amen. But oh, then after a repetition, the schoolmaster, amen, brought me to the reality. Hey, amen. That 2 + 2 = 4. And after a while, amen, Frieda, I'd go in and sit down and I could say 2 + 2 = 4. And it was a revelation. And it was no longer a mystery. Amen. But it was unraveled. Amen. Could I tell you that Christ began as a mystery in the Old Testament. He was shrouded in the life of that lamb that died when God ripped the skin off of it and clothed Adam and Eve. It was a mystery when the blood of that animal ran back down the hill, back through the cherubims, back through the gate of the garden, back to the tree of life. Hey, somebody help me preach. And that mystery, oh, we long for life. We long for liberty. We long to be set loose. But the mystery, amen, we could see it but not perfectly. Oh, but listen, one day on a hill, amen, outside of Jerusalem, that mystery became majesty. Amen. Somebody say amen. That mystery, amen, became majestic when Christ said, amen, you don't take my life. I give it for all of mankind. Oh, I want to preach to you a little bit today. Oh, I hope I can help you. Amen. The Old Testament predicted this. But look at here. Look at this. Let me read you a few verses. And I'll preach about 15 minutes. And we'll go eat chicken. Or something. I thought you'd get a bit happy about that. Okay, well, I'll preach 15 minutes and we'll fast the rest of that. Okay. Come on. Listen to this. Listen. Let me read this verse again. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. Huh? Which was kept secret since the world began. And now is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said we have this treasure. Amen. In earthen vessels. What in the world is this treasure? Amen. Here's an unusual specimen here. Noah Martinez from Phoenix. That's think about it. Hey, what do you think? Stand up here a minute. Noah, he got, you remember Noah had the ark. Huh? Y'all didn't know that? He thought Moses had it. Noah has the ark. Noah Martinez from Arizona, right? We thought only hillbillies could get saved, didn't we? Huh? No. Amen. I want to tell you, I don't know. How old are you, brother? 22 years old? Amen. And you, I don't know how many years of college he's had, how intellectual he is. But I'll tell you one thing. He preached the other night, Friday night. Amen. I felt the Spirit of the Lord on him. Did you? I want to tell you, it seemed like a marvel to me. It seems amazing to me. Amen. How that a young boy, a young man, even like myself, on the mountain of Jewel Ridge. Amen. Never been through an altar call. Never really heard anybody take a text and preach a sermon. Amen. But here I am. Amen. This mystery. Amen. Of atonement and redemption. Amen. Is unfolded right before my eyes. Brother Eddie, I heard as a little boy, I picked a dogwood bloom and took it to the house. And Mama said, you know what the story is behind that dogwood? Amen. She said, look at these four leaves in the form of a cross. Look at the blood stains on the end. Amen. There's a tradition behind that. Amen, that it was a dogwood tree that Christ was nailed to. Amen, it probably wasn't a dogwood tree. It was probably an olive tree. Amen, but listen. Amen, I looked at that, Brother Dow, and it was no longer a mystery to me. It became majesty to me. Amen, that Christ, the Lamb of God. Amen, help me preach a little while. We look at the Old Testament. We go from that animal that was destroyed in the Garden of Eden. And then we go from that point, amen, to Seth, the lineage of the holy seed, amen. And we go from Seth, amen, and we go right on through, amen, the patriarchs. We go to Abraham, going up Mount Moriah. His boys are going along with him. And the son says, Daddy, I can't figure this out. Here's the wood and here's the fire, but there's a mystery here. Amen, where's the sacrifice? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you the mystery. Amen. Became majesty. Amen. I believe on the same mountain, Mount Moriah, probably the same place. Amen. That Isaac laid on an altar where Christ laid on a cross. And that mystery of where's the sacrifice. Amen. Became a reality. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. How many feels this tonight? I'm preaching on from mystery to majesty. Amen. Abraham, of course, been a type, ology of the Father. Isaac being a type of who? Christ. Isn't that understandable? Amen. Isaac, amen. Jacob and Esau. Jacob, the father of many nations. Amen. Israel out of his loins. Amen. How about it? Come on now. Praise God. How about Joseph down in Egypt in Exodus? Amen. Joseph, a type of who? The type of Christ. Not perfect type. He was a man, a human. There was still a mystery involved. Amen. Somebody help me preach a little bit. Amen. We march on. And out of Egypt comes, amen, Moses. Moses, the patriarch, the prophet. Amen. You see, man had a great need. Amen. When he came out of the Garden of Eden, he needed somebody, amen, to bring him and reconcile him back to God. He needed a priest. Amen. That became a shadow in the life of Aaron, Brother Zane. Amen. Aaron was the high priest. He became as a type of Melchizedek, the prince of Salem, who had no beginning, no ending. Amen. Somebody help me. But you see, Melchizedek was not Christ. Moses was not Christ. Aaron was not Christ. They were only part of the plot, part of the mystery. Amen. Part of the intrigue. Oh, I feel like preaching a little. But thanks be unto God. Amen. In a little town called Bethlehem, amen, a little babe was born that fulfilled all of the prophecy, all the predictions of Isaiah, the predictions, amen, of the prophets of God, the predictions, amen, of all the men of God. They were fulfilled from the majestic life of the Son of God. He's
here this morning. The mystery has been solved. Christ is the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Somebody help me preach a little bit. Listen to this. Amen. I want to turn and read about a little more about this mystery. Ephesians. Praise God. Chapter 1. 1:9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will. Brenda, you know what? It might have been a mystery. Amen. Brenda was raised on a mountain. We grew up together, went to school together. And Brenda, your life from that point till a couple of weeks ago may have been one mystery after another. But the mystery's solved now. You needed Christ. Job said, I wish I knew where I could find Him. Amen. But Philip said, I found Him. Your life's been a mystery, Scotty. Amen. Up till Christmas. And at Christmas time, your mystery turned into majesty. Amen. Instead of just knowing about Christ, you received Christ. Somebody help me preach a little bit. I want to tell you something here this morning. Amen. It's more, amen, than just a fable, a fairy tale, a story. It's more than just the law, this, that, that, and though. In the Old Testament, amen, the sacrificial law is implemented. Everything about the tabernacle, everything about it, brother. Amen. I guess you teach that probably at school. Amen. But everything about the tabernacle, the way it was formed, the way it was made, the priest and all their duties. Amen. And what I like, amen, is the curtain. Amen. Of what was it made of? That curtain of hair there, wove together. Amen. It was so strong. Amen. That you couldn't have ripped it apart. You helping me preach? And behind that curtain, the Bible said was the holy place. The most holy place. There's where the Ark of the Covenant was. That's where the Shekinah glory came down. That's where the mercy seat was. Only the high priest could go in there once a year and make atonement for, amen, the children of Israel. Amen. There was a mystery there. All they could see was the smoke. All they could feel was the power and the glory. Amen. Somebody help me preach. But Bible said when Jesus gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom. Hey, the mystery solved. Amen. Somebody help me preach a little bit. Amen. I'll tell you, the Bible said we can go boldly into the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find help in time of trouble. Hey, Jesus died that you could go into the mysteries of God and enjoy the depths of His love and the depths of His blood. Oh, is somebody holler, amen. Woo. Now, amen, Ephesians 1 said, verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, He hath purposed in Himself that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and in the earth, even in Him. Oh, hallelujah. I wish I could preach this better. Amen. Job said, oh, it's a mystery. Where can I find Him? Philip said, I figured it out. It's right here. He's the Messiah. He's the one John just baptized. I heard the voice out of heaven say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Oh, how Paul said, amen, who shall deliver me from this body of death? How in the world can we ever figure out how to live right? It's a mystery. How that a wicked man can be a holy man. It's a mystery. Amen. How a vile mind can have a pure mind. It's a mystery. How a sinner become a saint. But the mystery is solved in Jesus Christ. Amen. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. If we'll confess our sins, He's faithful to forgive us of our sins. Testament was shadows and types. Huh? The tabernacle, the scapegoat. Take two goats. One goat you kill. The other goat you take him and turn him loose. Huh? Come on now. The one goat took all the blame. He died. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Lord here. Amen. You might think it's a mystery. Amen. I've had people look at me, Brenda, since I've been saved that knew me before. And they said, it's a mystery to me how that boy can preach. Amen. And I want to tell you, here is the answer to the mystery. Amen. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. You want to know how to live right? It's no longer the law. It's no longer the schoolmaster. Amen. But we finally caught on. Amen. This is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. Come on now. Even in Christ Jesus, He loved you when you didn't love Him. Amen. And God so loved the world. Amen. We're about to unravel this mystery here this morning. How can I, amen, go to heaven? Amen. I don't know the way. I can't find the path. I haven't found a map. Here's how you go. He said, because I go, amen, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. It's no longer a mystery, but it's majesty.
Oh, you are feeling half as good as I am right now. Listen to this. You ever read this, Brother Zane? This is interesting. Listen to this. Ephesians 3 and 4. Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. Huh? It wasn't made known in other ages, but now we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We, Brother Noah, we in Phoenix, Arizona, you can experience the glory of God, not through a veil, but face to face, in the face of Jesus Christ.
Oh, somebody holler amen here this morning. I'm telling you, amen. When I was a young boy, it was a mystery to me how in the world I could quit doing the things that I needed to quit doing. Amen. But in November of 75, I was 19, just turned 19 years old. I went into my back bedroom and I said, God, I'm sick of this. I don't understand. I don't know one verse of scripture. You're not helping me preach. I didn't know one verse of scripture to that time. It had just been a shadow and a type and symbolism. Oh, but Maryland, that night, oh, that night, amen, the mystery, amen, became majesty. I became a child of God. I became a new creature. Amen. All days, how did it happen? The mystery, amen, turned into majesty when the Son of God, amen, fulfilled all things.
I'm about done. Let me read you a little more. 3 and 4. Which in other ages, not made known to the sons of men, it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ, by the gospel.
Whoa.
I like that part right there, Brother Ryan, about partakers of the promise. You see, the patriarchs confessed plainly they were pilgrims and strangers, but they had not obtained the promise. But we have obtained the promise. I got it right here. Amen. Sister Diane, my sweet wife, your husband has the promise. I may not have much else, but I've got it right here in my hand.
Amen. I shouldn't be able to understand this, being a man of slow learning and a Gentile and a hillbilly and a country Joe. But I do. I understand Christ died for the sins of men and women. Amen. I may never be the president, an intellectual, a senator, or any of them other wicked other things. Amen. But I could tell you here, amen, this morning, I am a child of God. It seems like a mystery, but it's not. I marvel at this mystery. Amen. It seems like a mystery. Amen. That Mike Compton, a stuttering man, a bashful man, amen, the dope addict. It seems, Brother Robert, amen, like the wild child, amen, would never be an anointed holy man of God. Amen. But the mystery turned into a majesty on Calvary when the centurion said, surely this man was the Son of God. Amen. Come on now. When they looked in the tomb and he was up and gone, who else but the Son of God could come up from the grave with the keys of death and hell and the grave? Paul said, I show you a mystery. Now, I didn't get time to look in Matthew Henry on this. But when he says, I show you a mystery, I think he was unfolding that mystery. You know, I have to say amen on that. Because he said, we shall not all sleep. Huh? It's a mystery. We was looking at those scriptures this yesterday on where do we go after death? Where do we go? Somebody had a question, so I got to reading. So be absent from the body is present with the Lord. You know, when we're in this terror, when that veil is there, we see through the glass darkly. It's still kind of mysterious when you, who's that coming? Well, it looks like, I'm not sure, let's see. It looks like we see through the glass darkly. But he said, but by his Spirit, the mystery is unfolding before us. What is that mystery? Amen. If a tree be cut down at the first sin of rain, it shall bud again. Whoa, sweet Lamb of God. I was up there in the woods the other day. Lost my mind up there acting like a farmer. Cutting wood. And I seen this tree, Sister Maudie. I saw this tree that was plumb knocked over. Broke off, knocked over by its roots, a redbud. And it was as full of bloom as the one standing straight up. You know what it was? You say it wasn't completely separated. It was broken, but it was still budding. Huh? And I want to tell you something else. You can cut a tree down, but at the first sin of rain, you'll see sprouts all around the base of that thing coming out. That Rose of Sharon bush, Diane, you remember Sister Cora Looney give you that Rose of Sharon bush. It looked dead to you, looked dead to me, looked dead to me long before it looked dead to her. She took it and pitched it over the hill. She just so happened she pitched it next to the creek. You understand, Brother Harold? You know what happened to that Rose of Sharon bush? It come alive. It budded. Matter of fact, it's still living. It's next to the house now. It has beautiful blossoms when it comes blossom time. Amen. But here, you know what that proves to me, sisters? Amen, Sister Val. You know what that proves to me? I don't mean to bring up bad memories, but you know what that proves to me? It proves to me that your daddy has blossomed on the other side. Woo! I just feel like shouting a little. Hey, you say, you don't know that. That's a mystery. No, it's not a mystery. Amen. I'll tell you, Christ Jesus went before us. Amen. He went into the unknown. He went into the shadow. He went into that we didn't understand. And he came out. Amen. And he said, boys, it ain't all that bad. You hear me? Amen. I went down there. I've got the keys to it right here. I'll take the fear of death away from you. I'll destroy the works of the devil. You don't have to be in the dark. I'm going to
give you an answer to the riddle. Amen. If a man die, shall he live again? Here's the answer to the mystery. Yea. Amen. Though the skin worms devour this body in my flesh, I shall see God. Amen. For myself and not another, I'm going to live again. Hallelujah.
I'm preaching on a mystery, from a mystery to majesty. Them old boys on the road to Emmaus, they had read too many mysteries. Huh? What they needed was a good old nonfiction book. They'd read too many mysteries. It's already the third day. We counted them. We ain't seen him. Amen. Where's he at? We thought this was it. We trusted that he was it. Amen. You know, he called them fools. Slow to heart. Now Jesus can call a fool and get by with it. He said, you're fools, slow of heart, because you didn't get it when I told you that if this house be torn down in 3 days, I shall take it up again. It will be built back. I wasn't talking about the temple. I was talking about my body. Oh, somebody say amen. I'm about done, but I feel like shouting more than anything else. I want to tell you, amen, it was a mystery in the Garden of Eden. But in the book of Revelation, its majesty, we find the tree of life again and the river of life. Hey, somebody say amen. I want to tell you, the mystery is solved. In Christ Jesus, He died for you, and you can live again if you will. Praise God.
Would you bow your heads with me? Brother Mike, come and strum me a song. I wish I could preach. I want you to start praying right now. I want you to know, you know, before we get saved, it's hard for us to comprehend spiritual things. We just can't do it hardly, not completely. But there's one thing you can understand. Go out there to the edge of the gate today. Amen. Praise God. Would you mind, Brother Darrell? Darrell Hess? Would you do me a favor? Run out there and get me a blossom off that dogwood tree. Stay with me now. Pray, will you? I know I'm a little odd. I've been that way for a long time. But listen. You say it's a mystery. No. It's been revealed to you. He wants you to know. I love you. Now what's mystical about that? How much you love me, Lord? Well, just look at him. He put one hand here, one hand here. He said, I love you this much. Here's the old dogwood. You can look up here just a minute. There it is. Sister May, just like it was when I was a knothead boy. Still the four leaves. And I declare, that looks like bloodstain. You say, I ain't got much stock in a tree, but does that remind you of the mystery? The mystery is no longer a mystery. Brother Zane, whosoever means you and me. Huh? No longer do we have to go up once a year to a priest that we don't know, confess sins, and him go behind that curtain. And then us go back with the guilt and load of sin that we had when we came. We have a high priest who's entered into the veil, and we can go there. We can get forgiveness. Your life can be changed. You can have joy in the midst of sorrow. You can have hope in the midst of despair.
We sorrow not as others which have no hope, because we understand this mystery. Though we all sleep, we shall not all sleep. We shall be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those which are alive and remain will be caught up. Huh? I want to tell you this morning, bow your heads just a minute. For briefly, I want to ask you, would you like to go from mystery to majesty this morning? Would you like to go from wondering what your life is going to be to knowing that heaven's your home? Would you like to go from a restless night of wondering if you're going to hell to a joyful day knowing you're a child of God? While they sing, the saints are praying our Easter invitation to the lost among us.
We're no larger.
Is there anybody like to be saved on Easter?
The sound of
how about
it?
Be a grand day.
Dry land.
Be a great day to celebrate. Every Easter from the next till you leave this world, you can celebrate specially.
Such grace
I became a child of God on Easter Sunday in the year 2000.
Calvary,
won't you come?
It was come more on. Than come just on. A
come on, friend. It's not a mystery anymore.
It was more than a mountain.
Where God is open for you.
Were crucified.
Is there a lost soul would like to solve this mystery this morning?
For the first
would you come?
And
we're not going to tarry a long time, just long enough for you to come. Saints, are you praying somebody could get gloriously saved here this morning? Why don't you let God touch your heart? Why don't you look at that old blossom? Look at the old cross on the wall up here. Listen to this poor old stammering preacher. And say, Lord, I think I see now. You love me. You died for me. I want your blood on my life this morning. Would you come? Who would step out this morning? Come on. Who'd step out and be saved this morning? Y'all help me. Thank you for praying with me. Who would step out this morning and say, preacher, I want to be a Christian starting today? Is there one? You're welcome. Just make a way to altar and we'll pray with you. Is there one here in the center aisle?
It was more would you like to come? Than just a
hymn. Would you like to come? Is there one? Would you come?
I was listen. Condemned, but he took my place.
Sing it, Brother Mike.
I was in sin, my sin he erased.
Are you praying this morning?
He cried, forgive him, as his blood spilled, and he signed
oh, come
my
on, church.
Pardon
pray with me just a minute.
On Calvary.
All right, I'm going to give you one more call here. Give the souls time that are heavy, those that are broken, those that are needing Christ, I'm giving you another opportunity to come. And this host of good people, won't you come and get started with Christ? Amen. Christ is the answer to the mystery. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Church, would you come and daughter with us? Would you? Would you come interested in praying? Would you bring some sinner with you? Would you bring some wisdom? Would you bring somebody lost with you? You feel like asking somebody the Lord? Would you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Oh God, is it going to remain a mystery to you? God revealed it to you in His Son. Amen. The plan of redemption. The plan of salvation. Amen. It's a simple. Amen. Accept the believing and asking forgiveness. Repenting of your sins. Being washed in the blood. Would you come? Christ loves you. He died for you. Won't you come and be saved this morning?
When He made Calvary, it was more than just a hymn. but he took my place. I was in sin, but my sin he erased. He cried, "Forgive him," as his blood spilled, and he signed my pardon on Calvary's hill. It was more than a mountain where thieves were crucified. It became a fountain for the thirsty and dry. He cried, "It is finished." All heaven stood still. And when he made Calvary, it was more than just a hill. It was more than a mountain where thieves were crucified. Oh, it became a fountain for the thirsty and dry. He cried, "It is finished." All heaven stood still. And when he made Calvary, it was more than just a hill. The oceans he made were no larger than a tear. At the sound of his voice, dry land appeared. He sculpted the mountains with such great
skill. Oh, let's praise the Lord this morning. Praise.
But when he made Calvary, it was more than just.
Dreamed up, but it's what's in the book. The book. Do you know that's what Bible means? You ever look up the word Bible? It means the book. Not a book. The book. The words of God. Somebody say amen tonight. Alright, I want to preach to you a little, if the Lord will help me. I want you to turn in here. And I'm going to preach a good while too, because Brother Tony's barely made it. He's just now getting here. So I don't want him just turn around and go back to the house. Amen. I'm going to preach a good while tonight. This man works late and works way off and drives a good way. And I don't want him wasting his time. So y'all might get tired on me, but I'm going to give him his money's worth tonight. Hallelujah. All right? All right, turn. I appreciate him doing that, don't you? Yeah, I appreciate you coming. And some of you, you don't live a quarter of a mile. Well, oh, here's my notes here. Looking everywhere for them. Thought I lost. Turn to the Jeremiah chapter 31. I'll preach here just what the Lord will allow me to. Jeremiah 31. And then I'm going to turn to 2 Samuel. Should have marked this, but I paid this sticking here. Jeremiah 31. I'm glad that finally got the brick started out here. It's a horrible looking mess, but I guarantee you when it's all gone, it'll look better. Huh? Get all that scaffolding, all that mud out of the way. Everything raked good, and we get through fussing about the acid. They're going to wash them all down with it. I think it's going to look super. Huh? New windows out there, didn't you think them look good? Praise God. It's going to look good. We're going to keep on working on it till on up to homecoming time and fix everything up. Lord, helping us. You pray for us, huh? Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31 in verse number 15. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children.
refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Can I read that again? You listening? Notice the emotions, passion. Notice the expression in this woman's voice and what she's doing. A voice was heard in Ramah. Lamentation, sorrow. Lamentation means to lament, means to grieve. Grieving, sorrow, bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Now, if you want to, let's read over in Matthew the reference scripture. Jesus mentions this scripture in the second chapter of Matthew. I hope y'all help me preach. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 17. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. Why are you weeping? They're not here. They're not here. Amen. I want to preach on where are the children? Where are the children? Wednesday night service seems like sometimes a ritual or a formality or just a force of habit, but you're dead wrong about that. If that's what you think, you're wrong about it. Praise God. One thing, amen, and I want to try to preach to us tonight. We're in this struggle, and we are the children of God, the church of the living God. And the scene that I open up to us tonight is a scene of a mother. Rachel, of course, being the wife of Jacob, who was Israel, representing the Israel children. And I know everybody here, I don't know anybody in here don't like kids. But most saved people do like kids, all saved people. So I know, you know, that if you're Christ-like, amen. If you're Christ-like, then you love and appreciate children. Jesus said, if any man offends one of these little ones, then he'd be better that a millstone was tied about his neck. You see, children are impressionable. You can influence them, and what you do, they mock it and imitate it. They're great imitators. You watch it sometime, brother. I don't want to get too, but I deal with some of y'all's youngins around here, Brother Kenny. Huh? And I'm telling you, sometimes it's just like dealing, you know what I mean. Amen. You know what I mean. I'm not talking in a bad way. The good traits. Now, the bad traits is maybe like his mommy. But I want to tell you, amen, kids are watching. You take a step and they'll take a step. And children are impressionable. Amen. And Jesus knew that, and he knew that they could be, Brother Charlie, turned aside real easy and offended. They could be a stumbling block in their way. Amen. Children were a great part of the Jewish home. Amen. As a matter of fact, he said, amen, that children were like olive plants round about your table. Praise God. It was like arrows in the hands of a mighty man. Children were a prominent. Amen. As a matter of fact, amen, and that's not this. I'm going to talk about this in a spiritual sense. Amen. But it was a great blessing to have children. Amen. And we read about several different times in the Bible where in infant murder is committed. And it's the most horrible thing that you'd ever think of in all of your life is a child. An infant, an unprotected, innocent child, amen, to be destroyed, amen. Oh, come on now. I want to preach on where
have the children gone. Amen. Rachel was weeping and crying, and the fulfillment of that scripture, Brother Zane, is in Matthew chapter 2. Amen. In Jeremiah, Rachel, representing the mother of Israelites, amen, was looking down through the eons of time, amen, to the time that the wise men, amen, came in looking for the Christ child. And I don't understand why they followed the star, amen, to Herod. Why they didn't go on to Bethlehem. I don't understand the divine hand in this and why it turned out like it did. But you know what? When the three or the wise men came back to Herod, or did not come back to Herod, it made him mad. And because he was vexed, because he was mocked, amen, by them by not returning, he made a law. And he said, go out into the country, amen, the Jewish children, and every child from 2 years old down. Amen, I want them murdered. You hear me? Amen, why was that? Amen, he wanted them tried. Evidently, it was that length of time period that the wise men had came from the east. Christ evidently was up a pretty good age. Amen, more than just a newborn babe. I know we see him in the manger and all of that, but it probably wasn't that way. Amen, but here, amen, this devil called Herod, who was an infidel agnostic atheist. Amen. He got a hatred in his heart for the children. Amen. And he started murdering little babies. Amen. God dealt with Egypt to take Christ into dealt with Joseph to take Christ into Egypt. Amen. So, to protect him from this murdering onslaught. Amen. And that's when the scripture was fulfilled by Rachel saying, oh, weeping for her children. I don't know how many thousand, amen, it was, that died at the hand of Herod, but it was a horrible time in humanity. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight about where are the children of the church. Amen. I want to go away, amen, now from Israel and the children that were slaughtered there. Amen. But can I tell you, amen, that the children that are associated, amen, you know the devil hates us. You hear me? The devil hates us. He does not want. He knows every soul that is born in the house of God is a potential, amen, enemy of his kingdom. Are you hearing me? Oh, the devil knows just like Herod knows. Every time, Brother Robert, we get one saved, amen, it's plucking, amen, a puppet out of his hand. He loses. Amen. The Bible said he that winneth souls is wise. That tells me it's a contest. Amen. The devil doesn't want to let one go. Amen. He knows if one gets converted, he's got an enemy. The church is that much stronger. Amen. Come on now. The Bible said a threefold cord is not quickly broken. The devil knows if we add one more to the church. Brother Charlie, he knows. Amen. No wonder he hounded you. Amen. Around the Easter season, because it was the Easter season a few years ago that Jesus plucked you out of his hand. Amen. And he hates it. Amen. He hates Easter anyway. But he hates the fact that you came down that aisle. Amen. Ever how many Easters it's been? 5 Easters ago. He tried to get you, but he ain't got you. And Easter's past. Oh, hallelujah. I want to preach to you. Amen. We need, amen, the children to be born into the kingdom of God, and we're going to have to fight, amen, lest we be weeping. Where have the children gone? Oh, help me preach a little. Hallelujah. You see, what I want to preach tonight, amen, it's a natural thing for the church, amen, in a spiritual sense, to bear children. Amen. You hear me? Do you know how Paul, when he talked about being saved, he said he was begotten by the gospel. Huh? You notice the terminology? He was born of the gospel. He was born. Do you know everybody? Are y'all helping me preach? Everybody that comes into the church is born into the church. Amen. You know what you are? When you get saved, you're a child. Amen. You're born as a babe. Amen. I want to ask us around the church. Amen. I see us seasoned warriors here. But where are the children? That's what I'm preaching tonight. Where are the new converts? Amen. I know we've got some here that were saved at Christmas and different times. But in a general basic sense, Brother Tim, where? Amen. We prune on these boys and girls. Amen. But oh, wouldn't you love to see? Amen. Brother Tim come in next Sunday and he have the same choir. But here is a new face. And here's another new face. Amen. Somebody help me preach a little bit. Amen. It's only natural for the church. Amen. To have a desire and a burden. Amen. To travail. Amen. The Bible said, when Zion travails, then she brought forth. Amen. Can I tell you, it is only natural that the church of the living God go out into the highways and the byways and the hedges and do what it takes to see somebody born into the kingdom of God. Oh, help me preach. Are you understanding what I'm saying yet? Praise God. You see, there are some situations I want to ask us the question. Where are the children? Where are the spiritual children? Where are they? Weeping, Rachel wept and cried because they were not. They were gone. Some heathenistic devil, Herod, amen, had came into the household and took the children out of the household and slaughtered them on the rocks. And their blood ran down through the streams of, amen, of that city. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach a little. I wish I could do better. I wish I could stir you tonight. Amen, that you'd get, amen, a burden on your heart. Amen, to see a child born. Amen, in the house of God. Amen. Why? Amen, are the children not among us tonight. Amen. A year has passed. Amen. Check the inventory. How many young voices do you hear spiritually? How many new converts? Oh, God. Amen. Whatever it takes, Lord. I'm feeling like preaching. You know why I'm feeling like preaching? Because I'm feeling like preaching. Did you get that? I'm feeling like it because I feel like it. Amen. You still don't understand me. Amen. For the last 2 days, I haven't felt like walking, but I'm feeling like preaching, and that stirs me up, makes me want to preach. Amen. Listen, church. Amen. We've got to have somebody born. There's a reason why not. We need to investigate. It's God's will that somebody gets saved. The Bible said they were added to the church daily, such as should be saved. When the Holy Ghost was poured out after the resurrection had passed, amen, the church began to grow everywhere they went. Praise God. There's something happening to her children. Where they go? Amen. I want to go back to a scripture. You can turn there in 2 Samuel 6. Why is the church barren? Why is the church childless? Why is only numbers that fluctuate is when different churches change membership? Huh? It's got so political and so... Hey, come on now. It's almost like I'll give you two non-tie payers for a good tie payer. Oh, come on. Y'all not listening to me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not for sheep stealing. That ain't the way to build a church. This is a true story. Amen. Preaching brother, I know he met a fella on the street and said, "How's your church doing?" He said, "It's not doing very good. I lost 20-some members. I had a split, and I lost 20-some members." And then a day or two later, he met another preacher, and he said, "How you doing?" "Doing good. We're more than we've ever had. We gained 20-some members." And you think that's not true. It's a true story. Amen. It really happened. Amen. Come on now. I know Buchanan County, amen, has been churched. But brother, listen to me. There are a multitude of people out there, amen, that have never heard, amen. Listen to me. In the spirit and anointing of God, amen, there's a bunch of folks like that woman that came and sat right there, amen, Sunday night, amen. Her life is a mess. She's backslid on God. She's hooked on the things of the world, amen, and she came for help. And she came down right here. Hey, I feel like preaching to you. What in the world is more important than seeing somebody born into the family of God? I want to ask us. We preach holiness, and I believe it. I believe it on the outside. I believe it on the inside. I believe it's in the Bible. But brother, listen. If we don't get some people in the church house to preach holiness to, we're going to dry up and blow away. We've got to go fishing. We've got to go with the net. We've got to go. Amen. For Rachel's crying, where are the children? Help me preach a little bit. Why is the church barren? Huh? David, when he got to be the king, he had a burden for a revival. He said, we're going to go. The ark of God, amen, had been taken and had been gone for 20, amen, some odd years, Brother Robert. Amen. And David had a burden, amen, to see, amen, revival in Israel. He went up and got the ark, and he didn't bring it the right way. He built a cart. Put the ark on the cart. Amen. The ox stumbled. Amen. Uzzah put his hand on the ark and he dropped dead. The revival was stopped to have a funeral. And David grieved and mourned. And God told him, you didn't do it right. And so he sanctified the priest. He went out and got the ark up on their shoulder. Just come on now. He went in the holiness route. Come on now, I'm going to preach to you a little bit tonight if the Lord will help me. I said he had revival the holiness way. I want to tell you that's the only way you can have revival. Amen. I've heard reports of different parts of the country, amen, where they've had a revival for years and years and years. Amen. But listen, a revival that does not happen God's way and does not have God's result and does not have God, amen, changing their life is not a revival at all. Amen. Help me preach if you can. Amen. But I want to tell you this. Amen. When David came the right way, amen, his wife was up in the upper room looking out the window. David got excited and he began to shout. He began to leap. He began to dance in the spirit. Amen. He played his music. Amen. And Micah looked out the window. And the Bible said she despised him. Amen. Because he lost his composure. Amen. And he showed himself in front of all of Israel. You're not helping me preach. Amen. When David met her, she rebuked him. And said, oh, the king has showed himself today. The maidens are laughing at you, David. And he said, let me tell you something. Amen. Said, the God of heaven, amen, has helped me to bring this ark back. And he said, I'm going to play before God. I wish somebody would help me preach a little bit tonight. He said, I'm going to worship the way God said. I did it God's way. And this is the way I'm going to do it. And the Bible said she despised him in her heart. And then it says that she was barren from that day forward. Amen. Somebody help me preach. Amen. She was childless. Amen. From that day. She never bore a child. She never had an heir. Amen. She never rocked a baby. She never tossed a little boy. She never played with a little girl. Because her heart, amen, was critical of the things of God. Somebody help me preach a little bit. We're not going to see children born, amen, into the kingdom of God until we get sincere and reverent, amen, about the holy things of God. You think we're playing a game here?
Are you grieved? Amen. Notice something about Rachel. Did you notice something about Rachel? She cried out. She mourned. She was heard. Her voice was heard. Amen. When was the last time our voice was heard in grief and mourning and wailing and crying? Because it's been so long since somebody was born in the house of God. I want to ask you tonight, are we like Michael? We look out of our high up window. Amen. Somebody help me preach a little. We look out our high up window. Amen. And say, look at that holiness way. Look at that shouting. Look at that worship. Look at the way he's amen, defiling himself and losing his composure. Could I tell you that's God's way? God loved that worship. God loved, amen, that display of emotion as he worshiped God. I tell you, church, if we become critical of the holy things of God, we will be banned in the house. Childless, barren. How about us, church? Come on. How about it? Why are we building? Why are we bricking? Why are we painting and trimming? Why are we sheetrocking and patching and moving? Why are we planting flowers and trying to cheer things? Why in the world? We come to church and we humor one another. And we try to, amen, satisfy one another. Our singing becomes a talent show. Huh? Our preaching just becomes, we go to homecoming, we want the hottest preacher on the circuit that'll preach something so deep we can't even understand it. And then buy a tape and try to cipher it out. And amen. But we're not allowing it to change our life and give us a burden, amen, for the lost souls of men and women. Do you have the best thing? Do you have a thing you won't change? Amen. You're not helping me. You know what you're doing? You're looking out of that critical window. We've got so critical of one another. Amen. That's all that's on our mind. If everybody's doing the way we want them to do, and sinners come and go to hell. The reason Micah was barren, she had a critical heart. I don't like the way he's doing that. But is it ordered of God? Huh? You say, I'd like to see people saved. We're not going to see them saved until we get with the program. Huh? Somebody say amen. Ooh, I feel the Lord on me. Huh? She's barren. You know, do you ever notice this about the same when you study? All the patriarchs, the wives of the patriarchs, starting with Sarah, they were barren. Huh? Sarah was barren. Rachel was barren. Hannah in the Bible was barren. Samson's mother was barren. Had no children. All of those children were born by a move of divine miracle upon them. Sarah was in her old age. Amen. Laughed at God when they thought about, amen. You know, folks almost are laughing in this hour when you talk about getting people saved. Amen. And people living holiness, living clean and righteous and right. You almost laugh and say, well, people won't live like that in this hour. You are, aren't you? Amen. I want to tell you something. We need, amen, a revival in this hour. Amen. Where God puts the children back in his house. Now, real quickly here. You getting anything out of this yet, Bro Tony? I'm trying for you, buddy. Hey, man, listen to this. Do you know? Hey, man. By faith, Sarah conceived. By faith. Just a little more. Listen to this. Hannah She began to pray. Listen. She prayed. The Bible said she spoke from her heart. She could not make no sound. She was so burdened. She was so concerned, amen, about bearing a child, amen. And when she did, she bore Samuel, who is one of the great men of the Bible. And his name means I was heard of God. Amen. Do you know how we're going to see people saved in this hour? We're not going to see one person saved that hasn't been prayed for. I said we're not going to see. That's why, amen, I took the little checkered black book here and had them write down those 100 names or so. Amen, because I know, amen, that some that are not prayed for are not going to get saved. Somebody's got to pray. Amen, Hannah wanted a child. She had no children. Amen, and she bore a child out of answer to prayer. Oh, amen, the Bible said God marveled, amen, in Isaiah, because there was no intercessor. There was none that prayed, amen, for Israel. I wonder if God is marveling today, amen, as multitudes after multitude go to hell, amen, and we're not praying for them. We're watching them, and we're preaching against them, and we're pointing the finger at them, but praying for them. I wish somebody would help me preach. I want to ask us, where are the children? Amen. We need to pray until God, amen, gives us children born in the house. Amen. Praise God. Would you lift your hands, ask the Lord to help me here? Woo! There was a little woman. Listen. Amen. Samuel was born as an answer to prayer. You got somebody you'd like to see born into the kingdom of God? It'll be to an answer of prayer. Come on, church. Rachel weeping for her children because they weren't there. I want you to think about it for a minute. I'm going to preach a little more. I want you to think about it just for a minute. There was a little woman. Amen. In Elisha's day, she said, surely this is a man of God. She built a lean-to and built him a house, a little room on the side. She was faithful. Amen. After we prayed, Brother Zane, we must be faithful. Huh? She was faithful, amen, in the house of God. Amen. She was faithful to build the man of God a place to stay, a bed to sleep in, amen, a table, amen, to study by, amen. And the man of God said, go ask her, amen, what it is she needs, amen. And the man of God told him, amen, she doesn't have any children, amen. And he said, tell her at the season, this time of next year, she'll have a son, amen. Amen. Are y'all helping me preach? Amen. This time next year, he's going to have a son. How many would like to feel, amen, that promise of God? Amen. To hear God say, amen, because you've done this, and because you've been faithful, and because you've discerned God's man, and because you've been there, and you provided for God's house. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a soul. Oh, somebody say amen. How many of you have prayed lately? God, to give us souls for our labor. Amen. Have you ever prayed like that? How many's ever prayed that prayer? Give us souls for our labor. Amen. I'm preaching tonight. I'm feeling mighty good. Amen. I've got a meeting to preach in a couple of weeks. Amen. I've got Bristol Illumina ahead of me. I've got our homecoming in between. I've got meetings this summer. Amen. I've got the youth camp over there. Amen. Listen. Amen. I like for God, amen, if he's going to help me, amen, I like for have a reward of souls. I said souls. I said souls. Amen. Not for my glory, amen, but for a reward that would be for God's glory. Give us souls. Where's the children gone? Huh?
In Moses' day, you think they, somebody had to notice, Brother Jerry, in Moses' day, that all the little Hebrew boys, they was gone. Huh? Have we noticed in the holiness churches lately? Where's the new converts? Go to a camp meeting, 2,000 people. Shout every Thursday night, usually shout night. I love it. But where's the souls? Huh? I love her homecoming. Got two dynamite preachers, double barrel, LD and BD. Huh? We're going to have a time. But where's the children going to be? Will it be the meeting that Michael comes in? Michelle? Huh? Come on now. You know, we can pray through and shout and run the aisles, and I love that. But when you talk about souls, it takes travail. Am I preaching right? When it takes, hey man, when it we talk about pulling somebody out of the flames of hell, the Bible said pulling some with fear, hating even the garment spotted with sin. What about it? You know that lady that checked your groceries out was probably a sinner. You know that guy that changed your oil was probably lost. You know that neighbor that does your weed eating when you don't get to it and so nice and kind, he may not be a Christian. Brother Kenny, your old school buddy out here laying the brick, he's not a Christian. Brother Kenny went out and before we left him out here, Kenny went out and spoke to him and greeted him again after all these years. How you doing? You still working here? You still working there? And Brother Kenny started coming in and say, you want to go into church with us? He said, I didn't bring my guitar. But he had his banjo. I saw it in the cab of the truck. Huh? I want to tell you, there's some dead men walking.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, God.
You forgive me. You forgive me. Holy Ghost touched me, Brother Saint. Broke my heart. Oh, that he touched you. Until, Brother Charlie, we see some children born. Would you stand with me?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. without adding a soul to our church? Where is our burden? We're too busy praying for ourselves. We keep our own heads above water or something. They ain't going to hurt us to ask them to church. If we can get them to obligate themselves, you know, somehow they'll be in the right place at the right time. But we need the children. Surely preached the truth to us, and everything he said was true without it taking an effect on us. Oh,
God. Praise God. Church, I want us to look at this. Micah was in the window. She was looking upon a scene that was really ordained by God. And she had her opinion of it. She said she despised it. She never had any children. The prophet Jeremiah said that, talked about the church or Israel travailing, but had not the strength to deliver. We just have strength, seems like, to go from one step to the next, and not enough strength to see children born. How about it? Are we going to be like Hannah? She prayed, Brother Mac, till she got a burden. So she was speechless, but she saw children born. Huh? Are we going to be like the little woman that was faithfully building her lean-to and taking care of the ministry in the church? You know, if we don't take care of what we've got right here, with a zeal and a fervency, we'll never see that child born. I love you. I hope you understood me tonight. I felt the Spirit of God in such a way. Where are the children? Where are they at? You know what happens to a home place, Brother Zane, when there's no children? Mom and dad gets old. The place runs down. They die off. It's gone. You know what happens here? We don't see some souls born. In a matter of time. Maybe a long time. But a matter of time. Shut the doors. Is that right? That's right. I love you. Would you come and pray with me tonight? Come. Pray this prayer with me. God, give us souls for our labor. Would you pray that way? Give us souls for our labor. Give us souls for our labor. Come on. Come on. Take this burden to the Lord and let's ask God to give us souls. No matter what their name is, color their skin, what state they're from. Where they go to church after they get saved. Let's just pray that God will give us souls for our life.
Oh God.
body that you are, Lord. In his soul. Amen. Give us the soul. Lord, give us the heart. Revival to King Mountain. Give us souls for our labor.